folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. Da-da-da. Thursday. Gotta get down on Thursday.
Close.
Oh.
That's Friday.
Oh. Oh. Well, there she is, just stomping into the room. It's Amy. Da da da. Morning, Amy.
Morning.
All right, more studio.
Morning.
All right, good. And there's Eddie and Lunchbox over there yelling. Look at us. We're just a big old happy family. I was reading this story, though. Amy and I were talking about this before we came on, that making your bed in the morning makes you happier. What do you think about this?
I totally agree. And I know this because I basically am like a person that has done a study on myself. I never used to make my bed. My sister, who I look up to, she's always someone that's made her bed every day. And she said it just starts her day off right. If she's having a bad day and she hasn't made her bed, she'll go make her bed and her day will get better. And I've always been like, I know. And I've always been like, you're crazy. Well, ever since I became a no snoozer, because, you know,
you still haven't snoozed, huh?
I still don't snooze anymore. But it's amazing. I have more time, so now I make my bed, and now I'm totally into making my bed every day, and it does make me happier.
You know when it makes me happier is when I get in it. Because whenever I'm making it, I'm kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
I'm like, this stupid bed, I'd be fine not making it. I could just go eat some eggs.
So you make your bed every day?
Most days.
Wow.
And I'm always happy that I did when I lay back in it.
Wow.
But sometimes I do the fake bed make, where I just do the comforter and make it look nice and neat, but underneath it's a mess. And I peel the comforter back, and there's like 7 sheets and a towel.
Oh.
Yeah. And the towel from when I get cold one night, and my sheet, I can't find my sheets. So I just grab a towel and throw it over me. You guys ever do that?
Yeah.
Good.
No.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, I didn't know you were a bed maker.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at us. We should be so happy.
The towel thing is funny because I haven't said that out loud in a long time. I don't even think about it. But I have towels in my bed most of the time because when I was young, and I've shared the story before, I didn't have a bed. I slept on the couch all the time in the living room. And so I never had a bedroom until I was in college. But I slept and I covered a lot of times. I would use towels if the comforter wasn't clean because I had one comforter that I would tuck underneath the couch. And if it wasn't clean, I would take a couple towels and use it as a blanket.
Oh,
and
wow.
I still, I think, for comfort, do that. I haven't thought about that in years.
So it's like your security blanket, but it's a towel.
My security towel.
Yeah. That makes sense. But yeah, I've honestly known you forever and I've never heard that story.
I haven't thought about that
mm-hmm.
in a long time. But making the bed makes me happier at night, grumpier in the morning. So I guess it's a wash.
Okay, well, just what people can take away from this is don't snooze and start making your bed.
Well, I bring it up because they surveyed 68,000 people. Like, it was a massive survey.
Yeah, well, I surveyed myself.
Well, there you go. Well, here we are. Dun, dun, dun. Let's see, we got a good show today. Lanco is going to be on. Brandon from Lanco. We'll talk to him. Thursdays are always good, though. I always feel pretty good about Thursday shows.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo in Thousand Oaks, California, outside of L.A. There was a mass shooting at a bar and grill. It was a student night. The shooter came in dressed in all black, wearing a trench coat. At least 11 injured. Several people were killed. The shooter was shot by cops. Authorities said there were at least 200 people inside the bar at the time, and the number of casualties is very likely to go up.
Hey, Lunchbox, are you and your wife still fighting over the flu shot?
Yeah, she's put a deadline of this Saturday, November 10th. As the deadline, or else I'm not allowed back in the house because she's worried I'm going to get baby box sick because I don't have a flu shot.
And how do you feel about that?
I have never had a flu shot in my life. I've never gotten sick in my life with the flu. So why change what you're doing? And it's like, why is she so adamant about this flu shot thing just because we have a kid?
Okay, so what if your baby gets the flu, though?
I mean, I bet you that's pretty tough because, I mean, you having the flu is tough and then you have to take care of someone throwing up. I mean, that's pretty hard. I don't really know the ramifications of a kid getting sick.
Oh, boy. He tried a big word, guys.
He couldn't do it.
I did try a big word.
He tried to wade through the swamp. Couldn't quite do it.
But you know what I'm saying?
Here's what I think. Here's what I think, okay? I think, what if at times you've had the flu virus, but your body didn't react horribly to it and you didn't even really know, right? Sometimes viruses will come into us and they lie dormant, right, Am?
Yes.
Okay. So what if Lunchbox, you've had the flu, but you had it and you can still pass it to your baby?
And your baby's not as strong as
yours. Your baby's not as strong as yours.
I get it. I can't believe she's forcing me into this and setting deadlines and like she's gonna lock me out of the house. Like, what is she gonna do? Take my house key and just close the door?
No, not, she's not being literal about it, but really, she wants you to do it, and isn't it worth making her happy about it, and you're protecting your baby?
Listen, sometimes I do have to compromise, so I'm probably going to suck it up and go get the flu shot, and she wants a receipt and the Band-Aid so she knows that I'm not lying.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
She thinks she'd really lie about that?
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Who has our flu shots, Amy?
No, I don't really get them.
See?
Amy doesn't have a baby, though.
Amy's got two kids. Are you going to make your kids get them?
I don't know. Are kids supposed to get them?
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't have any kids.
Okay, I don't know. I guess Eddie, are kids supposed to get them?
Well, my two kids have them, so yes, I think so.
Oh, shoot. My kids hate shots.
Well, nobody likes shots, Amy. I never met a kid that...
No, because they came from Haiti where they got awful shots. They call them pickies. And when we had to go, when they were first got here and I had to take them to the pediatrician and get their checkup and get all these shots so they could enter school, it was... I don't even know. Like, they cried and cried and cried and cried, and now they're terrified. Anytime I bring up the doctor, they're like, no, no picky, no picky, no picky.
Really?
Yeah. Are you sure?
But what if what if you can train them to think that pickies aren't so bad anymore?
Oh, no, pickies are bad. They already know. They're not dumb.
All right.
Pickies are bad.
By the way, November 30th, Greensboro, North Carolina. I will see you. I can't wait to see you. Da-da-da. Red Hoodie Comedy Tour. One of my final shows. Back on the road, November 30th in Greensboro. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Would love to see you. By the way, thanks for hanging out with us here on The Bobby Bones Show. Our new message, no pickies, right?
No picky.
Unless it's flu shot time. My buddy Brandon, who is the lead singer from Lanco, is on the phone right now. And a couple nights ago, they came out and they played Dancing with the Stars, which is super cool for me. I know, because it was like, you know, I've been off in La La Land with all these people, and but they're not like home people, you know?
Right.
And so Brandon and Lanco all come and they play, and they were awesome. But he's on right now. Hey, dude. Good morning.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, so what was it like for you guys to play Dancing with the Stars as a band?
It was honestly really cool. I'll say this. Anytime you do TV, it's like a very different experience. You know, we're on tour right now. You're playing shows every night. But TV is different. It's very fast. It's like, all right, you're on three. And then, boom, camera's in your face. But it's fun, man. It's really cool. And especially that night, you know, L.A. can be kind of overwhelming. We're based out of Nashville, so we're in L.A. every now and then. But it was weird because it felt like home. There were, like, so many people that, you know, we were friends with that were there. You know, it was country night, and you were there, so it ended up being an awesome night.
Brandon from Lanco is on with us right now. What's the one thing that you saw behind the scenes at Dancing with the Stars? It was like, oh, that's pretty cool, or I didn't think that was the thing, or I don't know. I've just been involved in it so much that nothing kind of surprises me anymore.
Oh, man. I mean, I think anytime something like Dance with the Stars, it's cool to be backstage and see, because when you watch it on TV, it's like all these people competing against each other. Everyone seems really friendly, but it's actually cool to like be backstage and seeing everyone. It really is like a big, I don't know, community. I don't know. Maybe that's just what I saw. Maybe y'all aren't really like that, but like, it seemed like everyone's just hanging out, and I don't know, it felt like, because we see that backstage with bands, you know, we're actually all hanging out, we all know each other, and we're all in this together, we're all having fun, and I kind of felt that way backstage, and it's also weird to see these people just, like, so glammed up on TV, and then you see them in real life, and they're, like, normal people. It's an interesting experience.
Hey, so I was pretty nervous before I danced, and you got to experience that firsthand. We were talking in the hallway. I'm pretty nervous before I dance.
Yeah, I see, that's the thing. I feel so bad, because if you're, like, I know what to say to musicians. Like, if a musician is nervous, I know, like, what a musician would need to hear. I don't know what, like, a dancer needs to hear, let alone what, like, you or
someone who's not a dancer, yeah.
I'm like, should I talk to this guy as, like, a freak? Like, yeah, you know, you just seemed like you had something you were about to do. Like, you know, it's that, I totally can see it. It's that, like, right before you go on stage or you're about to perform, it's that, like, pre-show jitters. But it's so weird. It's like, okay, do I talk to this guy as, like, a friend and, like, joke around with him? Or will that just be discouraging? Or do I, like, say, break a leg, man?
No.
Get all your, work your footwork.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It was good to see you guys. By the way, you guys are out on the road. Tell all the listeners where they can catch you out real soon.
Real soon. We're on this Howley Unites tour. And so, I mean, we're all over. We're, this week we're in Chattanooga and
Myrtle Beach in Florida, so we'll be in the southeast. But we're hitting really all over the country this fall and going into January. And so we're busy with that, and it's fun, man. You know, we put out this record at the beginning of this year, and that's really your dream. You dream of when you put the record out. You know, we've been opening all year for some incredible acts, but you dream of getting to play your whole record on a tour. And so the fans coming out, you know, so far and just been singing along, it really has come true. So we've just loved people coming out to that and having those nights with us.
All right, December 1st, for all our listeners on WMZQ, they're playing the Fillmore near D.C., Nashville on December 7th. So much here. There's St. Charles, Missouri, Chicago, for all listeners in Chicago, playing Joe's on January 9th. Lanco, if you don't want to promote your dates, I will, my friend, because that's the kind of love I have for you. We're going to play
Thank you so much.
Born to Love You right now from Lanco. Brandon, good to talk to you. Thanks for playing Dancing with the Stars. You guys know I love you guys, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, good job, man. You're killing it. I love it. I'm rooting for you.
All right, thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bobby Bones Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number two's 30-second skinny.
Kenny Chesney announced his 2019 Songs for the Saints tour, and he says he wants it to be more intimate, so no stadiums, but arenas and smaller venues.
Oh, good. Arenas. Only 15,000 people. That's out of the Great Wall of China, you know? Good for Kenny Chesney. Making it easy. You get to see him up close and personal from the back of a stadium.
Yeah. It's way more intimate.
Way more intimate. That is good. I mean, Kenny Chesney's such a rock star, though. What else, Morgan, number two?
Kit Moore covered Pearl Jam's Better Man during his tour stop in San Diego, California. Here's a clip of it. She loves him, says she's
loving him. Can't find a better man. Wow, that's good. Listen, and I like Pearl Jam, and Eddie loves Pearl Jam. And I say that's a good cover. Eddie?
I approve.
Yeah.
Listen to that. It's awesome.
That's really good. Amy, do you know that song from Pearl Jam?
Yes.
My favorite Pearl Jam song. Does that make me a poser, Eddie?
No, it's my favorite, too.
Okay, good.
So, no.
Because you love Pearl Jam, but also I love John Mayer, and you pick Your Body's Wonderland, and then you're a poser.
That's a good call.
It's a good
call.
Song, though.
You're all posers for that one. Okay, Morgan number two, anything else?
Yeah, Carly Pierce and Russell Dickerson are going out on tour together in 2019 called the Way Back Tour. It's kicking off January 24th in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, there you have it. Thank you, Morgan number two.
I'm Morgan number two. That's my skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So you got two sisters. They're twins. They found out they were pregnant around the same time, but they didn't expect to deliver their babies at the same time. Wow. Then one of the sisters called the other sister and was like, I'm having labor pains. I'm going to the hospital. She's like, you're not going to believe this. I am too. I'm probably going to see you there. So she showed up at the hospital shortly after her sister, and they delivered babies 2 hours apart. Identical twins delivering babies. The cousins were born at the same hospital. A nurse who helped deliver both of the babies, again, that are cousins, said that she's been working at the hospital for 2 decades and never seen twin sisters give birth on the same day.
That's funny. That's a good story. That one makes me smile.
Yeah.
You know what, Amy? That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from St. Augustine, Florida. 23-year-old Brandon Hatfield was feeling a little crazy, wanted to go for a swim. So he went and broke into the alligator farm and jumped into the pool with 3 12-foot alligators.
Well, my assumption would be that jumping into an alligator pool or pond is not good. And this is also the bonehead story of the day. So my assumption is it doesn't end here.
No, he got bit on the foot and on the leg, and he had to jump out of there, and then someone called police when he was crawling through his backyard with an alligator bite.
Wow. That escalated. And there you go.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Amy, listen to this story. A company is offering its non-smoking workers an extra 6 days off per year to offset the amount of time those who smoked and took smoke breaks took. 6 days extra.
What?
Because if you don't smoke, you don't get to go take a smoke break.
No,
they think all the time during the year they take off, 10, 15 minutes at a time, ends up being 6 extra days.
I get it. I'm just shocked they're giving the extra days and they just don't take away the smoke breaks from the smokers.
A marketing firm decided to make a change after non-smoking workers complained that they were working more hours than their smoking counterparts. And they are, and they were.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're taking... But then you get into how much is everybody on Facebook and Instagram for their breaks.
Right.
But okay. If you were a smoker, would you then stop smoking at work so you could get these days off?
I guess I would sneak it. I don't know. I mean, what? I guess if you're addicted, it's truly an addiction, the nicotine, I get it. But it just, yeah, I don't know. Is that what it's supposed to do to encourage the smokers to stop smoking?
Or maybe it's just that people think it's unfair that they're not getting all the breaks.
Yeah.
I posted a picture on my Instagram yesterday. At the University of Tampa, the freshman class, they were all holding on my book. Did you see that picture I put up there at all?
Yeah, I guess. And I was assuming that they read it as a class requirement.
Yeah,
That's
class
crazy.
Had them read my book, Fail Until You Don't. They're all holding it up. I was like, what? That's the coolest thing.
That'd be cool if I was in college and that was my assignment. I'd be like, yeah.
It's cool that they're doing it and I wrote it. I was so like prideful posting that picture on my Instagram.
No, I mean, and you should. That's super cool.
Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I kind of like the nickname. Eddie, you know my nickname, right?
Yeah, country music's youngest historian.
Yeah, so on this day in country music, here we go.
The Bobby Bones Show.
On this day in
country music.
1998, 20 years ago today, the Dixie Chicks had the number one country song with Wide Open Spaces. Oh. Here we go. Yeah. There, the Dixie Chicks had the number one country song with that. They named their record Wide Open Spaces. It sold more than 12 million copies. And that year, 1998, the year of that album's release, the Dixie Chicks sold more CDs than every other country music group combined.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I love the Dixie Chicks. Love.
Yeah.
Like, love, 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 love. And 1998, 20 years ago today, this was the number one song.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Do we really need to start carding teenagers for coffee? Amy?
No? Do we? I don't think so.
Imagine a 14-year-old comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Buys a big old coffee. What do you think?
I'm okay with that.
Imagine a 12-year-old walks up, buys a big old coffee.
Ooh. I don't know. 12 might be too young.
12-year-old knocking back an espresso,
yeah.
Maybe a double shot.
Wow. That might be too much.
Then what would you put the age limit at?
I guess teen, 15, 16. Ooh. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I didn't start drinking coffee until I was 18.
I didn't start till about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And now I drink it every day, and
yeah.
I still don't like it. But, Amy, I can't think of words until I have it. I was trying so hard to think of the word electrolyte, and I couldn't think of it. And I had a cup of coffee, and I was like, electrolyte. Yeah.
Oh, your brain woke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was like, what's that word for the things I put in my water every day? And I couldn't think of it. And I was like, I just need a coffee. Had the coffee, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, electrolyte.
That's
and I was
what
like,
happens
dang!
To me when I take an Adderall.
Oh, I'd never taken an Adderall.
Well, they were prescribed to me because I have been diagnosed with ADD, but I choose not to medicate myself, which is sometimes tragic.
What does Adderall do to you?
I am way more alert, and I think more sharply.
Well, could I get...
trust me, I never took it during school because my mom was against it. And so was I for a long time. And then finally, I just was so frustrated with myself that I wanted to take something. And I did operate at a higher capacity, but I just don't like medicating myself. But anyway, had I had it during high school and the SATs and oh my gosh, I would have been such a better student.
What about, just talking here. What if I took one before I went on Dancing with the Stars, like Monday night coming up?
I feel like you'd be like talking like this is the judge. Like you have to, I don't know. Sometimes,
but would I be dancing better is my question.
You may, when you're rehearsing, you may take in what she is telling you better and you may work harder at it and be more concentrated like when you're doing it. But I don't know about your performance. Like you don't want to, for me, it alters my personality as well. So you don't want to alter your personality when you're doing your live performance. But maybe when you're studying or you're practicing and dancing, that's when you would want it so you could focus. But it affects everybody differently. But your chemical makeup, like you concentrate fine. You retain information just fine. I don't.
Kind of. Dancing, the choreography, learning the choreography is tough.
Okay, because it's just a different animal for you.
Yeah.
But like, learning in general is easy for you. learning in general
it's easy.
For me?
I just work hard. Mm. It's kind of an insult when people say it's easy for me to learn.
Bobby, stop. There is something to be said about some people's brains that retain information after they only read something once. That's you.
I feel like you're kind of not...
I do give you credit for working hard. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Mm. Okay.
But like,
well,
you have the ability to focus and retain information.
I have trouble dancing and remembering steps.
Okay.
And I don't know if we have this song ready, but I'm dancing. What am I? Amy, I'm trying to do this.
Salsa?
Salsa. It is.
See?
It is the death of me.
Do you need a sip of coffee?
I was going to say cha-cha slide. It's not. It's a salsa. This salsa is so fast. I couldn't even get a section done yesterday. And it's to this song from Flo Rida, GDFR. Turn it up here. And it is so fast. And I know I can just feel my partner's frustration. And she's being real cool about not being frustrated with me. Because she was real frustrated with me the last couple weeks. But I know I'm so frustrating to her. We probably spent 2 hours working on a section. I didn't get any of it down. Because it's so fast to the song. It's like, what do you do? The arms and the turns and the leads. Now the jive, we're doing a jive too. To give me some loving. That one I'm much better at, I feel like. So... we do this thing this week called Judge's Choice. I don't know if I can say this, but I always say that, then I say it.
Mm-hmm.
But Len is the judge that's picking my dance and my style.
Really?
Like Len is the... Have I said this on the air yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, Len, the hardest judge on me...
Yeah.
...picked me. And he came yesterday, and we did a thing where he came and is like, I'm your judge, and I'm picking what style you do, and you're going to do the jive. And he came and he gave me some tips on the jive, and he's like, I'm going to be watching.
Oh, wow.
And
okay.
We spent like an hour together yesterday. Len, the middle judge who's older. Awesome. Loved him.
And that's like the first time, because y'all don't hang out with the judges. Mm-hmm.
Never talked to him before, except for kissing him on the face. And yeah. And he came. It was awesome. He was awesome. So,
well,
I don't know. Now I got to do a good job.
You're doing the jive Monday?
We're doing two dances Monday. I do the salsa first, and then I do the jive second. And I don't know my order, but there are only six of us, so it doesn't matter. And we go twice during the show each hour. Once each hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I went last week. I don't think I'm going to go last again this week.
Okay. You'll be last on the first hour and last on the second hour.
I don't think that's the case. Whatever. Bobby Bone, come on. George Clooney is auctioning off his motorcycle on eBay. His wife convinced him he's too old for motorcycles. He also wrecked, remember?
Yeah.
I think he beat him up pretty bad. But the current bid is $26,000. It has less than 100 miles on it. It's a one-year-old Harley Davidson on eBay. Would that be exciting to get George Clooney's motorcycle or no?
I mean, I think so. If you're into motorcycles or you're into George Clooney, yeah.
He'd have to sign it though, right?
Well, yeah. And you need proof of whatever purchase.
Clooney'd. It needs to be Clooney'd.
Yeah. And it should come with a case of Casamigos.
Oh, is that his?
That's his tequila.
Yeah. You like George Clooney or no?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like obsessed with him like some people, you know, but yeah, he's okay to me.
Would you let your husband ride a motorcycle?
Yes, he rides motorcycles. His dad has a Harley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they like to ride. I don't. But my husband's dad,
mm-hmm.
he rides all the time still. He still takes rides, and he's like 60, late 60s.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old's George?
How's your dad, by the way?
My dad's doing great. He does not ride motorcycles at all, but he's doing good. He got his trach out.
Yeah, so Amy's dad had to go in for a cancer surgery that was going to take 3 days. And instead, it took months and months and months. And he had a tracheotomy in his throat. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So he finally got it out, huh?
The trach is out. Got it out yesterday. Hallelujah. I mean, this is like a huge step in the right direction. He's still at the rehab hospital. He's still at St. David's. Hopefully, get discharged this weekend. And then he'll be back at home on his own. But we'll have to have nurses come to the house. And still has a feeding tube. But trach being out is huge. So it's apparently the hole that's left in the throat takes about 5 days to heal up. But when he talks... So there's like gauze over whatever, but if you want to talk, he has to put his hand up on his throat so you can hear the. Otherwise, if it's not there, there's air coming out. You can't hear what he's saying. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Our bodies are so crazy because the hole's going to heal up and then he'll be able to talk again. But right now he has to go like this with his hand.
You're crazy.
It's cool, though. I'm fascinated by it, sort of. I've been fascinated since he got the trach. I tried to send you a video, but you didn't want it.
No, I don't want to see that.
I know. It's a lot.
I don't want to see it just to see it. Yeah. I'll go see him, but I want to go see it. Just a picture of his neck.
I know. It's just crazy how air comes out of there.
Lunchbox, how's your baby after your baby surgery?
He's good. I mean, he seems to be healing fine. The stitches are still in. I guess they just dissolve. So whenever they dissolve, I guess you won't even be able to tell. I guess I have a little scar on each side. But besides that, he doesn't have any pain. A little bruising down there. But, you know, doesn't bother him.
That's awesome.
He's not crying because of it?
Nope. He doesn't feel pain. He's tough.
That's so crazy to me that doctors operate on teeny tiny little babies.
I know. Yeah. It also feels like it'd be a lot of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
More than adult pressure. Because adult pressure is adult pressure, but like a baby.
Yeah. And everything's so little.
Yeah. Let's go over to Morgan number two, speaking a little. Here she is, our 25-year-old, talking about what 25-year-olds care about.
What do 25-year-olds care about?
Yeah. So they're going to be Build-A-Bear stores in Walmart now. It's going to start with 6 stores as a pilot program, and if it does well, it'll go to all the Walmart stores.
And you care about this because?
I think it's really cool. I mean, Build-A-Bears have always really been standalone stores, and them to be in Walmart just makes them more accessible to a lot more people. Are 25-year-olds building bears?
Well, I don't know. Maybe she did when she was a kid, though, Amy, because I'm 38, you're 37.
We missed the Build-A-Bear phase,
we did.
I think.
Morgan, so, number two, Did you live in that phase?
Yeah, I definitely did. I went to Build-A-Bear a lot as a kid. My parents probably spent a little too much money there.
Man, we lucky. We didn't have that.
Oh, whippersnappers. And all right, now, there it is. That's what 25-year-olds care about.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So I love celebrating our police officers because they're risking their lives all the time, even when we don't even know it. So when I see a story like this, I just want to share it. It was near the end of a shift. This officer, Dustin Johnson, of the Tukwila Police Department in Washington, was working late, got a 911 call. He got to the scene. There was a 6-month-old baby on the floor struggling to breathe. The mom was like, hey, she had 104.5 fever, flu-like symptoms. And so he saw that her tongue was swollen and blocking her airway. So he did what they call a mouth sweep, gave her rescue breaths until she responded. She actually reached up and grabbed his finger, took her to the hospital. She's recovering, and now the mom and the officer are sending videos back and forth to update progress. Mom says the baby's going to be good, but without the officer knowing what to do and being there, that the baby probably wouldn't have survived.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
It's awesome.
But wouldn't you be freaking out if that was your baby?
Oh my gosh, totally freaking out.
Yeah, so that's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with autopay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a turkey walking around the day after Thanksgiving?
What do you call a turkey walking around the day after Thanksgiving?
Lucky.
Okay, all right, all right. Come on. Come on. That's 3 turkey jokes in a row. Come on, there it
is. I got more coming.
Oh, boy. Okay.
That was the Morning Corny.
I saw the story about a woman getting roasted online because she tried to ring shame her boyfriend. Anyone else see this? I laughed out loud.
No, what happened? No?
A woman found an engagement ring in her boyfriend's nightstand. So she assumed he was going to propose, but she took offense to the, this is nowhere near my dream ring.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So she shared the ring on Facebook inside this, I know.
Ugh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I well, keep going because I need to know more, but I just can't even believe she did this.
She wrote, "Ew, self-shame Friday, here I come. Found this in the boyfriend's nightstand, not a fan. Please roast and then tell me how to tactfully say, no, girl, you need to get something different."
I mean, I can't, I don't know. You think he's still marrying her?
I would think that you know her tendencies if you're about to marry her. And that she probably has done this a couple times before. But if she never has, I'm not. I'm out.
Oh, but if she has, then you know it's part of her and you've accepted it. And
yeah,
like,
I've already
okay,
accepted it. Like if she's a roaster and she's like a bad person like she is here, then I've probably accepted that. But I would think you probably, if you're engaged, you know that, right?
I mean, unless it takes a ring to bring it out.
Yeah.
Ring disappointment.
So. Boy.
I mean, golly.
There was a funny post yesterday on Twitter. Someone said, I don't know if you guys saw it, but it was like me. She wrote this. Me. I'm tired of wondering who Mr. Bobby Bones is dating. Also me. And had a picture of a woman with a like an old school video camera, like staring at people.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny.
So like she's tired of it, but she's also still trying to figure it out.
Looking at every picture. Yeah. Listen. Here's the thing about this. I can just stop talking about it. I would say it's on a downward trend right now still.
So that's why we're stopping to talk about it. Stop talking about it?
It's just not going very well right at the current moment. It's been better.
But like a week ago, it was better.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing's on day-to-day status.
Well, it was really good, then it wasn't. It was really good, then it wasn't. So, but Eddie has new evidence, by the way, that I'm dating my dance partner, Sharna.
I do.
But Eddie, you know who I'm dating. So you doing this, you already know. I don't know what your thing is here.
Well,
go ahead.
It's just stuff that I find and I'm like, this is very interesting. I don't know 100% that you told me the truth.
Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
And is it on the downward spiral because you've got something going on with Sharna?
Or maybe it is. Okay.
Sharna Burgess confirming to ET that she is, in fact, dating somebody. And when the time is right, she'll reveal who the mystery man is.
I'm getting asked that question daily, and I never said I wasn't dating someone, but dating also doesn't mean in a relationship. You know what I mean?
It means just seeing somebody all the time.
Yeah. Come on now. When it's real and when it's something that can be talked about, it will be.
See? There you go.
Isn't it funny? They both have the same, like, answer.
Stop it.
That sounds exactly like what you say all the time. I don't know. Bones, I just thought it was a little fishy.
Okay, look at these two. Eddie knows, and yet he's still playing this game.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
Amy's confused, too.
I know, too, and I still wonder sometimes.
Okay.
And then every
Enough.
Single person asks Enough. Me if you and Sharna are
Oh,
dating.
My gosh. Everywhere we go.
Yeah. And I'm like, yes. They're getting married.
You say that, Amy?
She's having his baby. Yeah. I just started saying stuff.
You're just tired of talking about it? So it's like, yes.
Yes.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our friend Lauren Elena will be in tomorrow. She's the best.
So
and
good.
She was, yeah, with me Monday night on Dancing with the Stars. She performed for another couple, but it was weird because we were hanging out the whole time. And the other couple was like, hey, you're our singer. You should be hanging out with us. But Lauren and I were like, no, but we're best friends. So she'll be in tomorrow. Her birthday party was last night.
Oh, did you go?
No, I'm in California. It was in Nashville.
I can't keep up.
I know.
She was there for Dancing with the Stars, so maybe she just stayed in there and had a party.
Well, they don't have covered wagons anymore. You can actually get back in like a quarter of a day.
I know, an airplane.
Yeah. They go up in the air. Tomorrow, Lauren and Elena will be in the studio. I have a game I'd like to play with you guys. It's Name That 90s Teen Movie. And the reason is, Tara Reid turns 43 today. Most know her from her role on, Amy?
Was Sharknado?
No, later on, yes, but American Pie, 1999.
Oh, forgot about
then
that.
Then later Sharknado.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll play a clip from a famous 90s teen movie, name the movie, and write your answer down.
Okay.
Amy, Lunchbox, I'm even going to bring producer Eddie in, our video producer.
Okay.
All right.
Write your answers down, and here we go with movie number one. There you go. Name that 90s teen movie.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
Clueless.
Lunchbox?
Clueless.
Eddie?
American Pie.
It is Clueless. All right, name that 90s teen movie. Clip number two.
Let's go out there and we'll play the next 24 minutes for the next 24 minutes.
and we'll leave it all out on the field. But we go out there, and we give it absolutely everything. That's heroic. Let's be heroes.
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Amy?
I didn't know he had this accent. Rudy.
Lunchbox.
That's Johnny Moxon, star quarterback, Varsity Blues.
That's why.
Eddie? Varsity Blues.
There you go, Varsity Blues.
I was like, why does Rudy sound like he's from Texas?
Rudy's from the Midwest, eh?
I know. Yeah. That's why I was so confused.
I didn't know he had
it
that
sounded
accent.
Like, you know, football, but.
Rudy Ruger.
Name that 90s teen movie. Here you go. Number three.
Ladybugs, get your cute butt down here.
Swing, swing, swing the spinning step. You wear those shoes and I will wear that dress. Oh, kiss me beneath the milky twilight. Lead me out on the moonlit floor.
Shoot!
I'm in for the win.
Oh, there's the end of the scene.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there's no talking?
That's a very famous scene,
she's
though.
Walking down the stairs.
Don't give it to him, Amy.
Well, I can't think of it myself. I have another movie title in my head that I can't get out of my head, and it's messing me up.
Go ahead.
I can't get out of my head.
Amy goes, is it Rudy? No.
It's a guy in 10 days. 10 things I hate about you.
Hey, Raymundo, if you don't mind, hit that buzzer, because Amy got really excited about the wrong answer. Incorrect.
Oh,
no.
What is it?
Lunchbox.
She's all that.
That's it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because she walks down the stairs, and she goes from being like the nerdy girl to like super hot.
Yeah.
And it's like, a kid. And the same band, by the way, who sings, there she goes.
Who is that? Sixpence?
Sixpence None the Richer,
wow.
Yeah. Ed, did you have it?
No, I had Can't Hardly Wait.
Okay. There you go. The score is Lunchbox 3, Amy and Eddie 1. Ooh. Name that 90s teen movie. We'll do a couple more. Hit number 4.
But don't you see? He's got us now. Okay, this is exactly what he wants. We can't go to the police. Not now. He's made sure of that. He's just out there, and he's watching us and waiting. What are you waiting for, huh? What are you waiting for?
That's a big scene right there. What are you waiting for?
I'm in.
What are you waiting for? Go ahead.
What? I'm in for the win.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy, you can climb back in this if you nail it.
What's that movie we all... you know...
asking questions.
Amy, it's Rudy.
With a Texas accent.
This is that movie.
Yeah, yeah. It's Rudy, Texas Ranger.
Why can't I think of it?
I play for the University of Notre Dame.
Howdy, partners. I'm a fighting Irish.
I know. I knew right when I said it. I was like, I don't know why he has this accent right now.
Amy, what do you have?
That movie we all...
Incorrect. Lunchbox.
I got Scream.
No, you're close, though. Incorrect. Eddie, you got to stay in it with this one. Go ahead.
I got it. I know what you did last summer.
Correct.
Yeah!
What's that other movie that we all went to see and it was fake?
Cars.
Blair. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Cars.
Or Rudy.
Cars was in the 90s.
Oh. You're talking about Blair Witch Project.
Yes. Should've
one more. One. 90s teen movie. Name the movie by the clip. Eddie, you have to get this to stay in. Here
okay.
we go.
I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
What on earth?
Oh,
such a good movie. Such a good scene. Such a good everything.
Can we
Come
play
on.
It again?
Where's Pretty
no.
Woman?
Okay, one more time. I love it. Go ahead.
I hate it when you're not around and the fact that you didn't call. But mostly I hate the way I don't hate you. Not even close. Not even a little bit. Not even at all.
Oh, got him with that poem.
What on earth?
Wow.
I'm
I don't
in.
Even know. Not even a little bit.
Mm-mm. I'm in
Amy?
For the win.
I don't know.
Okay. Hey, Eddie, you need this to stay in. Go ahead.
Oh, mine's pretty bad. I picked Shallow Hal.
What?
What?
Why?
What?
What? I mean, I could have made a ridiculous guess as well.
That's all I got.
No. Hey, Lunchbox?
I got 10 things I hate about you.
That's correct. And hit him with the song.
Oh, man.
There it is.
And they stay there!
is. Congratulations, my friend, on a big win.
Woo! Bobby Bone,
come on. I'll be in Greensboro, North Carolina, coming up on my Red Hoodie comedy tour. BobbyBonesComedy.com, November 30th. I want to go over to Lunchbox now, who is wanting to give himself an award. So I don't know what the award is, really, but here's some award music for you, Lunchbox. It is now your stage. Go ahead.
Thank you. I would like to say winning Dad of the Year, the most noble person in the United States of America, means a lot to me.
Wait, what?
It means a lot. It's my acceptance speech. And
and an award you're giving yourself?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And a lot of people are like, man, Lunch, I didn't even know you were nominated. Like, why are you winning this award? Well, I did something that most Americans would not do.
Wow.
Last Wednesday, my son had surgery. But also, last Wednesday, my co-ed soccer team was in the championship game that night. And my son's surgery was over by 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The game wasn't until 8:15 p.m. I knew he was fine after surgery, but I skipped the championship to spend time with my son in the hospital. I sacrificed going for the championship to sit there with my son in the hospital. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is very noble of me. And that is why I am Father of the Year. Yeah.
Amy's clapping him. Oh, you guys are clapping him?
I guess.
Honestly, I thought he would go to the game. I'm kind of shocked, especially after knowing his son was fine.
Exactly. My son
Amy's
was fine.
Amy's clapping him again.
Yes. It was 5-6
like
hours
bad popcorn
after the surgery. So we were already in our hotel room. I could have just left for an hour, gone and played, came back. No big deal.
He would have never known.
He would have never known. He slept pretty much the whole day.
Just to get you to stop talking, we'll clap you out. There he is.
Good job, Lunchbox.
I'm a hero.
He's a hero. Yes. Not all heroes wear capes, folks.
That's right.
Wow.
There it is.
You're just, no other Americans would do that, like you said.
Put me on a pedestal.
It's like missing the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they should put you on a coin.
Maybe. Yeah. Or a dollar bill.
Thomas Rhett was added to the most sexiest man category. See that?
Yeah.
He was named sexiest country star.
Yeah.
Solid pick.
Yes. Yeah. So, but there's like a list. So there's the top. Like, he's not the number one on the entire list. He's just the number one on the country.
Yes. Yeah. So I have some of the others.
Okay.
But Thomas Rhett is sexiest country star. I think it's a solid choice.
Solid,
the picture of him.
Yeah.
The picture of him is kind of funny. He looks very blue steel. And I know Thomas Rhett pretty well. I thought the picture was pretty funny. He's like super good looking in the picture.
Oh, well.
And he's super good looking in person,
like
but it's like blue still, and he's and Tom, and he's
like,
a smile.
This is
the whole time.
My Zoolander face.
Yeah. Sexiest triple threat, Bradley Cooper.
Why
Sing,
is he triple
dance,
threat?
Act.
Oh, he can dance, Bradley Cooper? I haven't seen The Star Is Born.
A Star, anyway, he can sing.
Okay.
Sexiest royal, Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Sexiest man of action, John Krasinski, who is also Jim in The Office. That
and
guy
he got
is really
ripped.
Yeah. Sexiest superhero, Chadwick Boseman from Black Panther. Sexiest teen idol, Shawn Mendes. Sexiest dreamboat, Chris Pine. And sexiest rising star, Lunchbox. Wow.
Yeah! Wow. That's what I'm talking about.
Wow. Woo! No, it's some guy named Noah Centineo. I've never heard of him. So I just
and
thought
what's
I'd throw
he? He's
name.
The rising star?
Sexiest rising star.
Okay.
Yeah. Sexiest slightly less than mediocre dancer. Yep.
Bobby Bones.
Bam. There it is.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, how long have you been married?
Oh, on December 31st, it'll be 12 years.
How you feel about that?
I feel like that's a really long time, but good. I mean, we have an 11-year-old daughter now, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of funny. I mean, we adopted her at age 10, but still. It's like, it's fun sometimes telling people when they ask me how old my kids are. I'm like, 11. They're like, oh, really? Wow. You have an 11-year-old? I'm like, yeah. I just feel like, yeah, I've got two kids and they're older. I just feel like I've been a mom for a long time. And I'll be like, I've only been a mom for 10 months.
Do they have an adoption birthday? Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's called a gotcha day. The day you brought them home.
Well, oh, yeah.
People call it different things. Sometimes they call it like the plane day if it's international and they flew on an airplane for the first time. But, which ours, that was their first flight. But, yeah, it's their gotcha day. December 21st, I think, is our gotcha day.
That's fun.
Which we'll celebrate, for sure.
Will you do that at Christmas? Isn't Christmas kind of a gotcha for you guys?
Yeah, it's a really special time. But we'll know. We'll celebrate it on the actual Gotcha Day, and then we'll celebrate Christmas. But it's like, you know, 4 days away from Christmas. But it just makes me think of Christmas last year when they were first here. Like, we literally didn't know what to do. We didn't want to overwhelm them. We went and got Chinese food Christmas night because...
What do you mean you didn't want to overwhelm them? Amy, we had a party at your house.
That was the one moment.
They were so overwhelmed. I brought every gift I could possibly buy for them.
Right.
Every one of our friends is over there, including all of our friends that play country music, and everybody has their guitars out. It's like jam session central. It was the most, I was overwhelmed, and I live here.
I know, and then that's when I like cut it down, and I was like, okay, Christmas, I'm going to dial it back. And like Christmas morning, they each got one present. They both got sleeping bags, and they thought they were amazing. And then, yeah, we went and got Chinese food for dinner, and then they wanted to stay inside the rest of the time because they were freezing cold, and I just let them do it because I couldn't understand anything else they were saying.
Oh, that had to be so weird to be a new mom and not know what your kids were saying because of the language barrier.
That, honestly, it was not even a year ago yet at this point because it's, what, November? But some of that, it was just so brutal. It feels like it was 5 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, because it was just so, a lot. It was a lot.
Do you and your husband, because we're talking about Christmas, do you guys still get gifts for each other?
Yes. I have no idea what he got me last year, so don't ask me.
Yeah?
But yeah, we do. But that's a blur right now.
Yeah. So wait, what's the deal with you guys? Like you and your husband, he made a list?
Yeah. Well, Christmas, he's wanting to, because it's our first Christmas with kids, and he's never acted this way in all our years of marriage ever. And he emailed me a detailed list of what he thinks we need to go take the kids to do this holiday season.
Like what?
I guess he researched what's going on in town. And well, first of all, he saw the trailer for that Nutcracker movie, The Nutcracker and the Four Realms. He's like, we have to take the kids to see that. Then the Opryland has some country Christmas thing, a Christmas story performed by the Nashville Repertory Theater.
Wow, he's all in. He's doing big word shows.
Holiday lights at Cheekwood Estates. There's a North Pole excursion, and then there's concerts at the Ryman, like Christmassy ones. I'm like, whoa, buddy, we've never done like anything. But he's like, our kids need to be exposed to things. They need to be cultured. Like, we need to take them to plays and all this stuff. And like, Christmas is the perfect time to get in the spirit and do that. I'm like,
is your husband Buddy the Elf?
That's right. Yes. Did I say that? No. That was in, when I was reading the email, I was like, is my husband turning into Buddy the Elf? Pretty soon, like, he's going to be like, this is what we're having for dinner. Candy canes, candy corn, and syrup.
That's funny. Well, listen, Christmas is fun.
It is. So, yeah. I mean, I'm excited to get into it. And I was thinking of all these things that we go do as a family, and you could maybe come with us with your friend, your new girlfriend.
I don't have a girlfriend.
That you may or may not have.
I don't have a girlfriend, and I don't even know what the situation is.
I know stock is down right now. But
yeah, stock is down.
But holidays, you know, can kind of either break people up or bring people closer.
Oh, for sure. For sure that's going to happen with this one.
So there's not going to be any Christmas shopping?
I don't know. Listen, I know I'm buying gifts for you.
Because you shop early. Like,
I know. I already have you mostly taken care of. Lunchbox and Eddie are the big gifts that I, like, people that I, like, genuinely care about and get them. Not a big gift, but a gift. Like, spend time on.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about.
The rest of the show, I'll get them a little something. And then I don't know what I'm going to do with her. I don't know.
That's hard because you do shop early. So, like, you have to make that decision now.
I know. And she doesn't live in Nashville. I'd have to, like, mail it to her.
Let's say you do get her something and then it does totally fizzle.
Uh-huh.
Do I just get it?
I don't know. It depends what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. By the way, are you parking in my parking spot every day?
Yeah.
Is that your spot now?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not here and you said I could.
I know. I just wondered.
No, it's awesome. It's so easy to roll right into it.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool thing about my last contract. Nothing else. It was just getting a parking spot.
I know. I kind of thought you were being a little ridiculous, but now I like it.
Well, it wasn't that I was being ridiculous. It was I would come at all hours of the day and there wouldn't be anywhere to park. And they'd be like, you need to get this done in an hour. And I couldn't get a walk for 20 minutes.
Yeah. No, it comes in handy on days I'm here when it's really busy.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't mind if I do. One day I didn't park in it. And then someone told me to please park in it because then I would free up the other spot. You know?
Oh, yeah. Because anyway.
Exactly.
I don't know what Christmas is going to be like for me. right now I'm just trying to one day at a time, one dance at a time. I got two. I got this Monday on Dancing with the Stars. Hopefully I'll move on. And then if I do, I have one more and that's it.
Okay. Well, just know that you can join me, my kids, and Buddy the Elf.
I miss your kids.
And whatever we do.
I miss them. That's the worst part about not being at home for the past few weeks.
Yeah,
one
they're
of them.
Big. No.
I know. I hear your son's like 19 now. He voted, I heard.
Yeah, he got a sticker.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Riley Gordon and his stepdad, Chris, were out hunting in Idaho. They were trying to, you know, kill some game. And when they saw help scratched in the dirt, they're like, what is that? And Riley Gordon's like, wait a minute. I remember about a Facebook post. A 15-year-old girl was missing in the woods for 2 days. And that help, they put the guns down. They start searching. They find her alive.
What? Wow.
What?
They start yelling, hello, hello, hello. And she responded, hello. And they brought her home safely.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy that he remembers seeing that from Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, saving lives. And they didn't continue hunting. They brought her to safety just so
well,
you know.
Well, yeah, I would think, I'd hope. Yeah, I'd hope. Well, there you go. That's a good one. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Amy, what do we think about Food World, the segment?
Oh, I like it.
You do like it?
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of into it. What?
What? I do. I like it. I like food.
I just saw you lean in. I didn't know if you were
I leaned out to sniff my nose because I didn't
want
to...
You got a cold?
I didn't want to sniff in the microphone.
Okay. You got a cold?
I feel like a little bit, maybe.
One of the dancers up here is really sick, has like a flu.
Are you like, get away from me?
Oh, I started talking to him. I walked over. His name is Alan. Him and Alexis, you know, the couple.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't know if they're, I don't know if they're dating or something. I don't know. And so I walk up and I like him a lot. And he's on the couch just covered in a blanket. I was like, man, you good? About to get five. He's like, I'm sick. I was like, see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Out. Peace out, Cub Scout. I'm not trying to get anything right now. But you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
All right.
I got a B12 shot.
I got one too, I told you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Over to Morgan number two, our head of digital, 25 years old, with her segment called Morgan number two's Food World. Here we go.
It's time for Food World, num num num, with Morgan number two.
So, this study says that we spend 9 full days a year in a food coma.
9, huh? I would think Thanksgiving, yes. About twice a year when I go to a Mexican restaurant, yes. And mostly, that's just from the chips. Like, you can send me chips. I'm going to eat chips till I'm full before even the food comes out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh. And they're like, okay, here comes your tortilla soup. And I'm like, oh, I would probably go like 4 days a year.
What
9
other,
is high.
Just think Christmas. I
not really.
No.
Not for me.
Okay.
You?
Yeah. I feel like our Christmas meal is always basically exactly what we did for Thanksgiving, but I love it.
9 full days in a food coma. Do you think it's that many for you?
It could be, yeah. And it doesn't even have to be a holiday. But the chip thing is so real at a restaurant because sometimes I'll open a bag of chips at home and eat, like, you know, a lot of them. And I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I almost made this whole bag of chips. But if I think of how many chips I consume at a restaurant, I'm not calculating that's probably like more than a bag of chips.
Like when they bring those chips, also, I see the chips coming in slow motion. You know, like in movies when you're falling in love with someone and running toward them with your arms out?
That's how you heard the
chips. That's what I see with chips. Yeah. It's
maybe
like,
you should.
What? Maybe I should date one of the chips. Okay, Amy, thank you. Thank you.
People do that now.
Yeah, they marry random things. I know. I'm 38. I'm single. I've never been married. I got no kids. I got nothing going on.
Who's that woman? She married
Amy, now my co-host and best friend, thinks I should date a chip. We've hit a new low on this show.
Or chips. The whole
or
basket.
Morgan, number two, what would you like to say about this?
Well, here are the top foods that cause a food coma, so if you want to stay away from them, it's burgers, pizza, mashed potatoes, burritos, fries, tacos, cheese, and chips was the last one.
Chips.
All the things we like. There we go. And by the way, let me say this about Morgan number two, our head of digital from Wichita, Kansas. Her old superintendent wants her to speak at her school, and that's a pretty cool thing, huh?
Yeah, it's really awesome. He wants me to go back and kind of speak to some students and tell my story when I kind of got through some bullying in high school and see if I can help them through if they're going through a bad time.
Oh, look at you.
That's awesome.
He think you're cool now because you're on the radio?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal when people think I'm cool like that for this job. But
it's still surreal to me when people think I'm cool because I'm like, I'm the least cool person in the whole world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. And people are like, sure. Oh, you're cool. I'm like, you have no... Like, there's nothing cool about me except I just say my words into a microphone. Other than that, I'm the biggest nerd. Well, that's cool, Morgan, number two. And thank you for your segment called Food World.
That was Food World with Morgan, number two.
Nom, nom, nom.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This story about this guy proposing to his girlfriend in the middle of her first marathon, I laugh, but Amy got irritated at it.
I mean, think about it. You're training all this time. You're in the New York City Marathon, for one. Like, it's just crazy to me that he would mess with her time like that. I know that he wants to propose to her, but he did it right in the middle of the race. Like, not when she goes through the finish line and is done with her time. Like, he just added all this time onto her whole thing.
Maybe.
I mean, this is coming from me. I've run a marathon. And...
I'm just trying to think of his mind here. Maybe he just knew this was so important to her. And also, what if it energizes her to run the race fast?
Yeah, but she's going to have to run even faster because he took up time in the middle to propose to her.
Everyone's divided because Amy's... this is why we're divided because I'm not irritated by it. I actually think it's pretty romantic if it means something to them.
Wait, but do it at the finish line.
What if she's so exhausted then?
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'm okay with it. Amy, you're not. Lunchbox, what do you think?
Man, if this woman got upset that he proposed in the middle of the marathon, then she doesn't deserve to get married. Every girl wants to be proposed to. Who cares when it happens? That is so exciting. You are the talk of America. At the finish line, there's too many people. He can't jump over the railing. There's security there. In the middle of the race, he can jump over the railing and propose.
Oh.
Great idea.
Well, to clarify, I don't know that she's upset necessarily. It's the internet that's upset. Like, people like me that don't know them at all, that don't care really. Does it affect my life? She's not trying to win the marathon. Well, so, but she's...
That's a good point, too.
Like, she's way back in the back.
Some felt it made her marathon all about him. Others say it ruined her marathon time. But how about if it was just important to them? And maybe they... He, like, took her to train every day. Like, woke up. I just say we don't know the whole story. If they're happy, I'm happy. And Twitter doesn't know. But people like Amy are out there spreading the anger gospel.
No, I mean, it really doesn't, like, affect me. I probably won't think about it when we're done today. But, and if I do, then I need to, you know, get a new life. Yeah. But I just know that I've pictured him doing it at the end.
Okay. By the way, something I haven't talked about yet, which I've been meaning to, is... Lunchbox wanted to report someone for littering, do a citizen's arrest, because he has a picture of their license plate.
Oh, it's not one of us? Okay.
No. Oh, did you think it was you?
Do you litter?
No, I don't, but I didn't know if accidentally I dropped something, but no, I'm not a litterer.
Wait, what happened, Lunchbox?
My kids do.
I'm sitting at the stoplight, and the car on the lane over to the right and one car up opens his door and drops a plastic plate, a plastic fork and knife, a bag, and like a cup drink, and just drives off. Just right there in the street. I'm like, dude, you look like you ate a full meal in your car and you can't wait till you stop at wherever your house or the gas station and just toss it in the trash can. So I snapped a photo and you can see his license plate clear as day.
But did you see him? Did you get him actually dropping the food? Because you can't really prove that.
No, I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh, yeah. Seeing it with your own eyes doesn't actually put him in jail. Why didn't you chase him down?
Well, I tried to, but I had the baby in the car, and the wife was like, no, don't you dare.
You did not try to chase him down.
I was good, because I was like, we got to say something. And I started going faster, and the wife's like, no, you don't.
Well, Lunchbox posted his picture on the internet, this guy's picture, like of his car.
Oh, absolutely. I put it up there. Look, if you're going to litter, here's your license plate. Let everybody know in America, this is you.
Wow.
You can't really prove you littered,
litter
though.
Police.
Listen, I don't like littering either. I did a whole campaign for, you know, don't litter, and... Texas and Tennessee. But I wouldn't take a picture of someone's license plate.
Yeah.
Well, why not? You're busting a criminal. That is what I was doing. I was busting a criminal.
Okay. So everyone that's like speeding, do you take a picture?
I don't have a radar gun. I can't judge on that. You know what I mean? I can see you throw your trash out the window.
If they jaywalk.
I'll take a picture of their face at facial recognition.
Please, just start taking pictures of people taking crimes.
Okay.
Please, citizens, arrest someone.
I will. Hey, listen.
I've always wanted to. Can I be there?
I mean, I've always wanted to, too, but I don't know how that works. And
you just yell, citizens, arrest.
It has to be legal where you live, because some places it's not. Some places you can legally...
Dude, you'd be like Batman in Nashville.
Yeah. You're the vigilante.
Everybody better watch out. You're committing crimes. I'm taking pictures. I'm putting you on the internet. I'm putting you on blast.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Have you been following the El Chapo trial?
Not as much as I want to, but I only know like one thing.
Well, they're just in jury selection right now.
Oh, but I mean, isn't he asking to like hug his wife or something?
Yeah, that's one of the stories. Yeah, El Chapo asked court for permission to hug wife during trial.
No.
The lawyer said it would be a humanitarian gesture because he hasn't had any contact with his wife for 2 years since his arrest.
Oh, because he's Mr. Humanitarian?
He's been in solitary confinement and has had no ability to see, call, or write the entire time. Chapo's lawyers say aside from meeting with them, he has no contact with the outside world, and as a result, his mental health has deteriorated. Aww. What about all the people he killed?
Wow, wow, wow.
Cry me a
Chapo.
Freaking river.
Does he want a book and a pen, too?
Boo-boo got boo-boo, a band-aid on?
Yeah, no. He, whatever. I saw in El Chapo, the documentary on Netflix, that he spent tons of time in solitary confinement when he was younger, and he came out of there, like, unscathed.
I hope he's scathed.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying, like, I don't believe him when he says that. Like, he's got a weird mental state where he can overcome that.
El Chapo, by the way, runs a big drug cartel, the biggest. I don't know if it still is now, because I was reading a whole story about how when one goes down, another one takes over. How losing El Chapo is not going to hurt anything down in Mexico.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like when one king goes down, another king rises.
Yeah, like I guess Pablo Escobar, he went down, but...
One of the stories was about the jurors, and they're all going, nope, don't want to be here, I'm out. And one juror was kicked out because he asked for an autograph.
From?
El Chapo.
That's one way to do it.
And I don't know if he really wanted one or if he knew that would actually get him kicked off.
Exactly.
And a lot of people were giving opinions like they didn't feel safe. But this man said he liked TV crime dramas and insisted it would not affect his judgment going forward. And then he asked for the officer. He said, I'm a bit of a fan.
I feel like that guy's just super smart and it was his way to get out of jury duty.
Yeah, and I was reading the story about how they try to keep these jurors anonymous. And they're like, you really can't. Because they talked about John Gotti. They talked about some of the 9/11 people that had to go to trial. And they said as much, especially with social media, like if you just disappear and you're sequestered, like they can find you. And not only do they worry about people getting knocked off and their family getting knocked off by, you know, associates of someone like El Chapo, but they also worry about the other side of it too. Because John Gotti, the mob boss, they apparently bribed one of the jurors. Once they found out, they got him a bunch of money to make sure they wouldn't go to jail. So it's the other side of it, too.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, huh?
Well, that's fascinating.
It's got to be impossible to find a jury of people to do the El Chapo.
Yeah. And a judge. I don't want to be the
judge
either.
Oh, the judge, too.
I mean, I guess as a judge, you may live for a case like this because, you know, it's like, really awesome.
Or you just may feel like it's your civil duty and you were elected to do it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But also, you might have a family, and whew.
Yeah. Opening statements are expected to begin next Tuesday if a jury can be seated from the pool of 60 that's been pulled. Nearly half have been interviewed, and none have been seated. Zero. Isn't that crazy? I mean, I wouldn't. There's no way I would. Mm-mm. So, it's crazy. It's just crazy because it's happening, not because everyone's going, I'm out, because I'll be out, too.
I feel like the autograph guy would be you. Like, you'd be like, oh, man, I love me some TV crime drama. Can I get his autograph?
Yeah, it'd be a strategic move for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Speaking of, like, drugs, Breaking Bad, the movie's in the works.
Really?
Did you see that? Yeah. It ended in 2013, but Variety, the online magazine, has confirmed that the creator, Vince Gilligan, is now working on a new film that is tied to the series. It's a 2-hour film. And so they're not saying if it's a movie or, like, Netflix, but that's what it is. So, that's interesting. Do you guys love Breaking Bad or no?
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would watch the movie, whatever it is.
Yeah. I think I would, too.
I think I forget how good Breaking Bad was.
There's a show that everybody keeps telling me to watch, and I've had no time to watch a show, obviously, but I will in the next couple of weeks, called The Bodyguard on Netflix. Anyone heard of that?
No, but
I've heard from multiple people that it is this fantastic show. Don't even know what it's about, but 4 different people have told me about it.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Sounds like something my husband might like, and I've been making him watch Parenthood, so he's going to be happy about this.
You've been making him watch Parenthood?
Well, we really don't have anything to like. We like to watch something before we go to bed, and we really don't have anything. So our default right now has been Parenthood.
Lunchbox likes that show.
It is so good.
I agree.
So good.
But he thinks it's so real and deep.
It is.
I know, but he's like, that's not what I want to like fall asleep to. I said, what? We used to watch El Chapo. That's real. He's like, yeah, but it's different. I'm like, okay. But I think this is making him feel like emotionally and he might cry, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that whole thing.
Gonna play Dan and Shay Tequila, and maybe this will make you cry. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Make you feel right here.
Tequila's an upper.
Oh, it is? Yeah. It is?
Yeah. It's the only upper.
No. Ever?
Alcohol, I think. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so Oprah, she puts out this annual list every year of things that you can buy. It's her favorite things list. You can even find the list on Amazon and shop from it. She has put on there some popcorn that is $180. Popcorn.
Wait, does she come with the popcorn? Does she deliver the popcorn?
No, but it's a 6.5-gallon tin of Pop Insanity popcorn featuring three flavors, sweet and salty, cookies and cream, and caramel chocolate drizzle, costing $179.95. What? Oprah, come on. Oprah's one of the people. She worked her way to get to the top. Has she forgotten?
Dang.
She also has included in there the doggy DNA test, which is kind of cool. You can find out, like, I don't know, the genetic ancestry of your dog. I think it's super cool. Also, a TV that blends into the wall like a chameleon, in case you're, case you're into that. Okay, so if you use emojis a lot, heads up, there's a new one in town. Have you heard of Woozy Face?
I saw someone post it, and they were like, what does this even mean? Yeah.
A Woozy Face is, you know, a little tipsy.
Oh, is that what that is? Because it's like the smile's kind of crooked and woozy and the eye's kind of crooked and woozy.
Yeah, it's supposed to be indicate that you've had a few too many to drink and Apple, it's the drunk face emoji, but Apple's calling it woozy face.
Well, what's the emoji that you use the most?
Oh, I can tell you because it shows you on your most
like
used.
I know, mine for sure, 100% is the one with the teeth like, like, oh no. You know that one, Amy, when I do that noise?
Yeah.
That's the one I use all the time. Like,
I have that. Oh, mine is the raise the roof hands, like, praise.
Oh, yeah. I don't ever use those.
Oh, you don't? I like, woo.
Yeah, you
hallelujah,
use
hallelujah, everything.
Lunchbox, do you use emojis at all?
No, I never use an emoji.
Ever?
Ever.
You'd be a big eggplant user, probably.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah. Amy, okay. What else?
Maybe.
I will say my Christmas trees emoji's coming in strong right now. I must be getting in the holiday spirit. Okay, so here are some simple tasks that get a lot harder as you age. And I have to admit, I agree with this list.
Go ahead.
Okay. Picking things up off the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Opening jars.
Okay.
My hands, I can't sometimes. Getting up and down stairs, getting in and out of the bathtub, getting out of your chair when you've been sitting too long. Using modern technology, sometimes that's hard. And then putting your shoes on and taking them off. Sometimes.
It just sounds like a lot of joint problems.
Back. Yeah. Back. Mostly
my
all
neck.
Stemming from your
my
back.
My back. Isn't that your winning song?
I mean, if you wanted to be, as long as I can get a new one. Where are we on that, BTW?
Tomorrow, Lunchbox will give you his options.
I feel like every day we say tomorrow.
But tomorrow for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, Amy.
Everybody out there, stay young. And kids, if it doesn't hurt picking things up off the floor now, might one day. I'm Amy. That's my pile. Bobby Bone,
come on. All right, going to go. I have to train today, obviously. I got like a week and a half left of Dancing with the Stars. Best case scenario. And I'm trying to learn the salsa. And it's not going well. I have a salsa and a jive. And it's going really bad for salsa. Oh. I know you look at me and think Latin sensation heartthrob.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Not at all. It's a real struggle. We spent 2 hours yesterday, got nothing accomplished. So, but I lower my head, I go back into it. Another day.
Cause it's going down for real.
Play that one. Turn that up. There you go. I did an awesome Veterans Day show last night, though, that we recorded at the iHeart Theater in Los Angeles. Brantley Gilbert and I, and there were a lot of veterans there, a lot of current active military. It was a really awesome show. I can't wait for people to hear it on Veterans Day.
Oh, so that's when it airs, is on Veterans Day.
It was a really fantastic show. And Brantley, I had seen him in bed, and I don't want to ruin the surprise of his new single, but he's got a new single coming out that's really good, and it's a thing. But it was good to see Brantley last night, so I did that last night. I'm at it today again. I'm in a good place. My partner got mad at me. I made the joke to someone that the training with her has been like training boot camp because she's hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody went and told her that I said she was being mean to me.
Well, you said that on the radio.
That's what I said, too. I said, of course I said that.
Yeah, you're not talking behind her back.
That's what I said, too. I said, of course I said that.
Mm-hmm.
So, a little contentious, I think. I got to go deal with that today.
Y'all are probably just sort of getting a little sick of each other, maybe.
We've been together every day for almost 3 months for at least 6-7 hours a day.
Right. So, every happens.
Every day.
And probably just need a break.
She's awesome, but there's no break. We have a week and a half left.
I know. It's grind time.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Amy, what's up with you today? It's grind time.
Yeah.
I'll tell her that today. Hey, Amy said it's grind time.
Yeah. Tell her I said that.
All right.
I already
go ahead.
Booked my ticket to the finale.
Yeah. Good luck.
What do we have? I think my husband and I have counseling, but like it's more counseling for our kids.
Oh. Grind time. Oh, never mind. I was going to fix it. No counseling. Just go grind time.
Yeah. No, we have an appointment with the counselor that, I don't know. It's like a thing that our kids, it's like you have to do it for adoption.
Oh, yeah. Like mandatory?
It's like, all this mandatory stuff. Even once you get your kids, you're still not done getting your kids.
Can't you just be like, I'm done. I got them. I'm out.
Some of the paperwork we still have to do, I'm like, for real? I mean, are they going to, what
paperwork
what's gonna happen
for
if,
real? There you go. All right, we're going to go. Have a good day. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow. Lauren, Elena, and tomorrow. Dance parties tomorrow. Thank you all so much for listening. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.